The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. We're going to be talking about mineral deficiencies this morning and the common deficiencies that many people may experience and are having some chronic health conditions with. I have Dre Kellis, who's a functional medicine consultant, in the studio with me to help with this morning's show. Drake, welcome.
Thank you. One of my favorite topics. I feel that mineral deficiencies is one of the biggest things out there. And I think that once people realize that they are mineral deficient, they'll understand the symptoms, different things along those lines. And then they'll be getting more minerals, feeling better. And more importantly, they'll function the way that the body was meant to function.
And when we talk about mineral deficiencies, it's oftentimes not thought about. It's not talked about when you go into your general medicine doctor or you go in for that primary care or that annual physical that many people are required to have here in Nevada. We're talking like calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, zinc, and what the minerals really do in the body. And it's so common that people are deficient in these minerals. We do a testing in our office of these mineral vitamins and minerals, and most of the things that I see are mineral deficiencies because we don't get it from the foods we eat. We don't eat enough green leafy vegetables.
Yep.
I mean, we don't blend up in the morning 2 pounds of spinach or broccoli in that smoothie drink. Instead, we're reaching for
our coffee, right?
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. You know, so that brings up a good point because often the people that this show is meant for is anyone who drinks coffee, anyone who eats any processed foods, anybody who exercises, anybody who doesn't exercise. Because once you are doing these kind of things, you're depleting your body of many minerals. And, you know, some people need salt and some people don't. So it's best to get the testing and minerals being, you know, salt is rich in minerals, but there's different kinds of salts. So it's kind of, you know, for a better lack of term, people are confused with what minerals to take. They think they're getting magnesium in their products. Tums has calcium and magnesium, but I wouldn't touch that stuff with a 10-foot pole. So we really want to help kind of go through the myths and also the facts and the reality of what is a mineral deficiency, what happens when you have a mineral deficiency, and more importantly, when you put in the minerals in your body, what your body should feel like.
Absolutely, and I think I'm going to get a little picking on this morning while I'm drinking my coffee. So I always pick on everybody else, but hey, there's no sugar in it.
It's
got some good fats in it.
I see, coffee to me is not a bad thing in moderation. It's the problem when you drink the 4 cups of coffee and you load it with the sugar and you load it with the cream.
Why are you looking at me? Why is she?
No, Frappuccino.
Okay, once a week. He said moderation. I usually do it once a week. You go and call me out on it.
It always has to be on this show.
Exactly.
Know, it's so funny because as I told people before, when I used to work in a coffee shop for many years before I got into this profession, we would be able to target the person. We'd know what their drinks was, whether it was a Frappuccino or a sugary drink. I could pretty much tell you what kind of drink they're getting based on either their body shape or body size or, you know, for a better lack of term, a mineral deficiency. You know, it's fascinating. You walk in this, I mean, it may be a little different in different situations, but yeah, for the most part, anytime we'd have a high schooler come into the store, it was guaranteed it's going to be a Frappuccino or any kind of sugary drink for that matter. Or a lot of times, you know, people are more overweight. They tend to crave the sugars. So
what about us in our 40s?
Well, you know, I don't know about either one of you yet. Now that I know
that
Mark drinks a Frappuccino, you know, once a week. Once a week is okay. I'll call that the cheat meal. Just as long as we're modifying everything else, we're good. But the reality is coffee in moderation, 8 ounces to 12 ounces a day, black, you know, maybe with with a little heavy cream or something like that is going to be okay. But regardless, it still is depleting your body of minerals. And if the show, you know, the show we're really talking about, how do we, first of all, get minerals back in our body, get the right kind of minerals, and then ultimately, you know, ideally you're either off of coffee or you're doing a, you know, something like the Vita Energy Plus, which has the natural healthy energy that is actually has the minerals in it, which is going to increase nutrition support there. But anyways, getting back to the minerals.
Tried the Energy Plus, Mark. Did you like it?
Remember we did a taste test when I was here.
I liked it.
So
we did like it.
The goal,
don't deny it.
The goal is to have good health.
I just said I liked it. Who's denying anything?
So here's a few of the symptoms that I think often happen when we have mineral deficiency. Fatigue. That's probably one of the biggest things. And I can tell you personally, when I do a workout and I do high intensive interval training, so it's going to be constantly going, you know, and depending on the workout, anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, if I don't have the right minerals in my body, I can feel myself being fatigued and tired. And so I have to take my minerals on a daily basis, and I'm getting multiple minerals in there. But fatigue's probably the biggest thing when you have a mineral deficiency. Cramping. I see more and more people with cramping.
Restless
leg syndrome, right, which is a mineral deficiency.
So when you can't sit down after that day of work and your legs are going or they're aching at nighttime?
Right, and it typically happens when people are going to bed. So one thing I always say is you need to have that at least minimum six hours of sleep, but more ideal is 8 hours of sleep, because your body's replenishing these minerals. The body is literally recovering. And if we don't allow our body to recover on a daily basis, then we're going to be in trouble. And that's what ends up happening, is we see a lot of people who typically are having, fatigue, and then they're cramping, headaches. Headaches is one of the biggest issues. And with the right minerals, specifically magnesium, but we're going to talk about the right kind of magnesium, you can actually help curb headaches.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, too, I see a lot of young women that have menstrual cramps.
Absolutely.
PMS before their cycle. You put them on a good mineral supplement, and it relieves it. It goes away. They never felt better. Even some people that have that increase in appetite, decrease in immune system,
mm-hmm.
is big for mineral deficiencies. And we're searching for all these over-the-counter medications to cure the symptoms that you're having, and taking a good quality mineral supplement may be your solution.
So, I'm so glad you said quality, because a lot of the minerals on the market and the magnesiums on the market aren't high quality. In fact, a lot of them can actually be, I shouldn't say a lot, but there are some out there that can be fraudulent. Minerals are a part of our bones. I mean, you probably see a lot of people with osteoporosis, right? Osteoporosis, you don't have the right mineral content. Minerals are important for muscles, are important for the bones. They are extremely important for that, the whole, body and for everything.
If you have osteopenia and osteoporosis, how many of you have had a mineral test done to see if you're mineral deficient, or has been your first line of therapy been to go on a Fosamax or some type of bone rebuilding?
Right.
That has, pull it out, read the side effects.
Right, exactly.
When you go refill your medication for the month, pull out that pharmacy slip and read the side effects on it. I've seen it every single day. And you're never going to rebuild bone. You're never going to replenish that without the minerals and the vitamins that you need.
Well, so speaking of that, calcium is important to bones. But a lot of people think all you need is calcium. My analogy on this, I have two different analogies, one for my male-dominant people who love sports, and one for my female who might like plays or something. But think of calcium as a quarterback of the team. You need that quarterback, but you need all those other minerals. Without the wide receiver and the running back and the tight end and the offensive line from an offensive perspective, you are kind of, you're in trouble. And so quarterback's good, but the quarterback's worthless without the other players. And in the same regards, in my play analogy, without the lead actor is important to the play, but you actually need the supporting cast that makes the play work properly. Can you imagine having the Wizard of Oz without anybody but Dorothy? We'd be in trouble. So the reality is you need calcium, but you also need these key minerals that help you sustain and help the bones build properly.
A little thing too, Drake, is people will come and they'll tell me, well, I'm going to increase my milk intake, or I'm going to increase my green vegetable intake. And that's great. Make the diet changes that you need to do. Get rid of the sugar. Get rid of the processed foods. Increase in your green vegetables. Increase in these, things that are more nutrient rich. But with our soils nowadays, the vegetables and the fruits and the things that we're eating are so much less nutrient rich. And you can go online and find that anywhere. Google that and you'll see what the soil content and Even I think that they've done broccoli and they've looked at it over the past 15, 20 years, and they've looked at the nutrition value of that and seen how it's basically declined. So people are trying to eat healthy, mm-hmm. and yet they're still mineral deficient. So it's not always making a diet change.
Right.
I don't know if there's anybody that really shouldn't be on some type of vitamin and mineral supplement.
Yeah, and I'll tell
old school to think not.
Well, and I think the reality is, unfortunately, with today's farming, et cetera, and what I would also even call it corporate farming, you tend to lose the nutrient-rich soils. And so it's extremely important that you are getting either organic food if possible. But to your point, I mean, you can't possibly eat enough vegetables and fruits, but more on the vegetable side, that provide the key nutrients than you can adding a supplement that's going to help get the right nutrients and get the right minerals in. So I'm a huge proponent of eating good foods and then also supplementing with a good vitamin mineral product, as you said. And it's like building the foundation. If you don't have a strong foundation, then the rest is history. So you need to really make sure you have a strong foundation.
So if you're suffering from some of these effects that we've been talking about, poor sleep, even fatigue, muscle cramps, this is your show today. We're talking about minerals. And if you're looking for them antacids, you're looking for, even if you've been on antibiotics, it depletes your mineral and your vitamin content and intake. But when we come back, we're going to talk about magnesium specifically. It is probably the number one mineral deficiency, and it has so many benefits. And the rest of the show, we're going to kind of break down a little bit mineral deficiencies and some of the things that you may be experiencing and how it may help and to get on a great quality supplement to help you. So, Drake, when we come back, we're going to continue our mineral discussion.
Love it.
I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can order product on my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can also call my office, 702-731-1200. You can follow us on social media at VitalityLV on Facebook or Twitter.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Listen up, Vegas. Dollar Loan Center guarantees to beat the rate of any payday lender. You can even apply and get fully funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes with no hidden fees and no checking account required. And now, you can get an auto title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value, and we lend up to $10,000. No credit check required to get your auto title loan. At Dollar Loan Center, you only pay for the time you have the loan out, and we lend more, way more than the rest. We have more than 30 area locations to serve you, or apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Signature loans up to $2,500 or auto title loans up to $10,000. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Las Vegas. Jonathan Scott inviting you to tune in to Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. and win show tickets, hear great restaurant deals and comedy. Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. on KXNT 100.5 FM and 840 AM. Eat well and party hard.
It's Jim Villanucci.
See, one thing I aspire to never be in life is called cupcake. I'm trying to avoid cupcake. I'm trying to avoid being anybody's biatch. This is what keeps me out of trouble.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. For those of you that missed my phone number at the break, it is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You're going to run and write that down this morning because we're talking about vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and specifically mineral deficiencies and how it can have effects on your body, such as fatigue, poor sleep, concentration problems. I'm here with Drake Kellis, who's a functional medicine consultant. And welcome back again to the show. Drake's been on a few times on the show.
Thank you.
My co-host.
I look forward to coming out and doing these shows. And then when I live in San Diego full time, so when I'm over there, I get to do another radio show. So I get like the best of both worlds.
You're like a pro, trying to.
We actually recently found a photo of me at 5 years old doing radio, which is kind of crazy. But my dad used to do radio early on, and so he brought me in one time, and I don't know what I talked about, but apparently I said something. So
we gotta find that show. We gotta find some clips, Mark.
the early beginnings of the radio career.
Right. So we've been talking about mineral deficiencies this morning and really how it affects people and some of the symptoms that they may be experiencing, whether it be leg cramps, sleep problems, fatigue. And what traditionally happens is it gets to the point that it bothers you so much, you go into, you know, your primary care or internal medicine doctor, you get a general blood work done, you get this chem panel done, it looks at your potassium, your sodium, may do a calcium level, depends on what type of chem panel that you had done. And you're told, we don't know. Everything's okay. You must have restless leg syndrome.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I love that diagnosis because if you can just put some people on some good old magnesium and people will look at me and tell me I'm nuts, it doesn't help sleep, doesn't help my legs. Even people that are working out or started a new exercise program, pregnancy,
absolutely.
Magnesium, some good old night cramps that you get at nighttime, it really helps. And magnesium is really, you know, similar, and it's a necessary cofactor in the body. And it's over 300 biochemical factors that it affects in the body. It's an amazing mineral, and most people are deficient in it.
Right.
And it's not just doing a spot check in the blood. I want to make people realize that it's not just going in and getting magnesium level done, because you're probably going to know that it's okay, it's normal, because in the lab work, right, the range is 1.5 to 3. It's a huge range.
Jeez.
A huge range.
That is pretty big.
And if you took something the morning before or the night before, it's probably going to be altered.
Yeah.
So we actually look at a RBC magnesium, and that looks at the blood over a period of time and what you've been deficient in. And that's where we find most of our mineral deficiencies, is looking at a little bit different blood tests than looking at just when you go into the, you know, general lab, LabCorp, Quest, or CPL are the big ones here in town. So I want people to realize that if there's a couple different ways of testing of magnesium out there.
The other thing beyond something else I was thinking about is that with a deficiency in magnesium, you also are at a higher risk for a heart attack. And if that's the number one killer and we can reduce that, then that's important. To be honest with you, this has kind of been more close to home. Recently, my wife's cousin's husband, 38 years old, just got a brain aneurysm and had a stroke a few weeks ago.
Wow.
And, you know, I look at his diet being probably pretty poor, but also if you go through his mineral panel, I mean, deficiency after deficiency and not getting those right minerals. And, you know, obviously he's recovering now, and it's like he's getting on a program. But even in the hospitals, the stuff that they pump in you to give you food is a bunch of junk. And
TPN. Diffuse that stuff years after years when I worked in the hospitals.
It's so bad. So some of the, just to kind of put it out perspective, here are some of the foods that you can actually find magnesium in. It's typically your spices, your nuts, cocoa, which was kind of surprising to me. So just make sure you get the cacao or cocoa stuff. That's, you know, more on the 70% cacao, which is going to be a little bit more beneficial. Dark chocolates.
You can put that in your frappuccino.
And then vegetables, which is probably the most the best source for magnesium. And one of the best vegetables, which I think is often underutilized, are green leafy vegetables, mainly spinach. Spinach has a lot of magnesium and iron. So those two are really good. So from a food standpoint, those are going to be the most crucial foods. But then, and also you want to get about 300 milligrams of magnesium for men and about 270 milligrams for women, typically. That's actually the UK dietary standards, which I think is probably a little better than here in America, where we are an obese society and, you know, we are, anyways, that's a whole nother show and a whole nother time. The other thing is talking about magnesium. Here, I love this. This magnesium specifically, it, like I said, it's probably one of the biggest minerals out of all the minerals. But back in the early 80s, there's a basketball player, Bill Walton, that played in San Diego, and he's always injured because he played for the Celtics, the Trailblazers, and actually had a pretty good career there. But he came to San Diego towards the tail end of his career, and he would have feet issues over and over again. What they found out they traced it to was manganese, which is another mineral deficiency. And so, you know, that's how important minerals are. It can even hurt us when we walk, when we're doing any kind of exercise, we're not getting that full range of motion. But we'll talk about specific magnesiums. Maybe that will be in the next segment. But there is not just magnesium is the umbrella, but there's a lot that falls underneath that. And certain magnesiums will do certain things for you. So,
and it's crazy how you will see even people that are deficient in that CoQ10 and, like you said, that magnesium. I've had people with plantar fasciitis, and you get them on supplementation, and they feel fantastic. They've been through, you know, them steroid injections, which I cannot imagine in the bottom of your feet.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Well, so personally, I actually had plantar fasciitis, and two things. I ran out of my mineral supplement, and I didn't take any for a good 2 weeks, which was the crucial part where I had that issue, and then also the shoes. So it's like a combination. If you don't have the right shoes on, and then you also are, and you're doing more running, you're doing more strenuous activity, and you're not, you know, taking care of that fascia, which is a very thin muscle that runs on your foot, that you need to specifically, you know, that's why I mean, gosh, I can't say this enough.
You can roll a tennis ball all you want.
All you want, exactly.
On that plantar fascia.
And
if you have
like
a mineral deficiency, it is not going away.
Right. And so speaking of, like, the structure, a lot of times with spasms, what happens is your body is craving the magnesium. Your muscles, fibers are craving the magnesium. And when they don't get that magnesium, it's like they're chomping at the bit. And that's what's creating that spasm. It's so when you feed the body magnesium, you're literally helping it's like putting water on a plant. If you don't give that plant water, it's going to die. And that's what's happened with our muscle fibers. They're going, where is the magnesium? Where is the minerals? And what they do is they pull apart. And that's how you get the spasm. It's like a piston that's misfiring, and it creates that popping sound that you hear in cars.
And Drake, there's about 9 different types of magnesiums.
Yes, there are.
We got to talk a little bit about them.
Break
so
those
most
down.
Magnesiums that people are going to buy over the counter are going to be magnesium citrate. If you got magnesium at home, pull your bottle out right now and take a look at it, and it's probably magnesium citrate, which your GI system doesn't like too much.
Right. And so, or the other one that's probably pretty common is magnesium oxide. And that's actually a really poor form of magnesium. And so when people see, this product has magnesium, this has, or even cereals. I see cereals with magnesium. Those aren't the kind of magnesiums you necessarily want. You don't want the oxide. But yeah, citrate. So
we use that for prior to colonoscopy.
Right.
You get magnesium citrate when you go in for a colonoscopy.
So,
don't look at me like that.
So what are you trying to say? We are dumping the bowels. That's what magnesium citrate does. It helps with constipation. So,
not going to help your muscle cramps because you can't take enough of it without getting out of the bathroom.
Right. And what magnesium is doing is it's relaxing the muscles. Citrate specifically is going to relax the bowel and allow you to dump everything that you need to or take that. But not all magnesiums will do that. So we, after the break, probably talk more about the magnesiums you want and the ones that you carry at your office specifically what magnesiums are going to help be the most beneficial for you as a human being to be more healthy.
Absolutely. And Drake, when we come back, we're going to continue to break down magnesium and let you know what types of magnesium to look for. Pull your magnesium bottle out while we're on break. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can go to my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can also call my phone number is 702-731-1200. You can follow us on social media on Facebook or Twitter at VitalityLV.
Why? What's up, Las Vegas? This is Dustin the Hart with Nova Home Loans and host of Real Estate Live here on 100.5 KXNT every Saturday from 11 to 2. And meet my new co-host.
Aaron Taylor here, folks, the real estate guy from 048 Realty. Very excited to spend my Saturday morning and early afternoons with Dustin and all you people out there in Las Vegas.
So join us for some great information on the Las Vegas real estate market to help all you homeowners out there. Call us today now at 577-2600.
That's 577-2600. Double zero.
Hey, honey, take your blood pressure medication.
Thanks, dear.
Daddy, are you going to the hospital again?
No, son. Bad medication from a dishonest website got me sick. Now we only use sites approved by NABP or that end in Dot Pharmacy, so we know they're safe.
Learn more about the new Dot Pharmacy domain and ordering medications safely online at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, it's a fact that they have the power to garnish your bank account and charge you outrageous penalties and fees for failing to comply. If you've received a letter from the IRS, don't ignore it. Your problem will only continue to get worse. Here's the good news. The IRS has recently released new programs geared at helping struggling taxpayers, where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, including penalties and interest. Or you may qualify for other special programs. If you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, have a federal tax lien, or worse yet, are being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. 911 Tax Relief, staff of expert tax professionals, can immediately protect you from IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-456-2308. 800-456-2308. 800-456-2308.
The Valley's news and talk leader. News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. We've been talking about an exciting topic this morning in mineral deficiencies and how many people in America are deficient in mineral deficiencies and some of the common signs that people may be experiencing. You've reached out to your primary care or healthcare provider. Fatigue, sleep problems, muscle cramps, they're probably the top three things that I see people with, even some of the GI issues. And I'm here with Drake Kellis, who is a functional medicine consultant. We've been breaking down mineral deficiencies, and we've been specifically talking about magnesium. And we got to break down all these magnesiums because it's so confusing. And Drake mentioned something to me on break that I didn't even know about magnesium oxide. It's scary.
I didn't know either.
Hold on, it's scary.
Oh man! So we bring up a good point. Magnesium oxide is probably the most common magnesium you see. Problem with magnesium oxide is actually used, and this is from Wikipedia, in case you really want to check, you know, your source there. But it's used as a refractory material in furnace linings for producing iron, steel, non-ferrous metals, glass, and cement.
Papa Tom's.
They're also used in the agricultural, chemical, and construction industries. Magnesium oxide is from calcination, is used as an electrical insulator and fire-resistant cables.
Pop some Tums.
So when you're taking your Tums, think about that kind of magnesium you're getting there. So first of all, two things.
My heartburn has just been relieved by that sentence. I'll never look at a Tums again.
So sorry to put Tums out of business. No. So if you have magnesium oxide in your product, my suggestion, you may want to throw it away. That's not necessarily the magnesium. It's very, very cheap too. So a lot of times companies will put magnesium oxide in there. And I hate to say this, but like the big brands or the ones that are coming from, you know, the Costco's, the Walmart's, et cetera, they want to cut corners as much as possible because it's about margins for people like that. They want to get the best margins. So, I'll give you a live example. My father, he's a PhD in nutritional biochemistry. He came out with a product that was a phenomenal product. It had magnesium in it. It was like a magnesium glycinate or something like that. I forget the magnesium type. He took it to the company. They're doing really well with the product. Well, then the owner of the company got it and wanted to cheapen the COO wanted to get those ingredients cheaper. change the magnesium on that product to magnesium oxide and calcium carbonate, two of the worst things you can do. And what that did, it cheapened the product, and patients would take the product, people would take the product, and they go, you know, this product doesn't work that well. I'm not getting the same kind of results. Well, hello, if you're not using the right magnesium, that's going to happen. So in talking about magnesiums, you have magnesium oxide. We've already kind of painted the picture of magnesium oxide. You have magnesium carbonate. You have magnesium citrate, which is the one we talked about for relieving the bowels. You have magnesium glycinate. You also have,
magnesium sulfate.
Sulfate, there you go.
Magnesium lactate.
Yep.
Magnesium chloride.
We could go on and on
about the different types of magnesiums and the big confusion. But how does somebody that's listening to the show know what to take? It's so confusing. You hear now out there that you should take a magnesium supplement and how most people are mineral deficient in it. But then you go to the store and look what you're taking. It's going to market a high concentration, but the bioavailability is like nothing.
Well, and so magnesium oxide, here's another thing. On Wikipedia, once again, magnesium oxide is the most common form of magnesium that's found in foods and dietary supplements. However, it is the least bioavailable. So I used to work for a company, and the CEO at the time said the most expensive product out there is the one that doesn't work. And I think the reality is that why spend $7 on a magnesium product, $10 on a magnesium product, $15, $20, whatever it is, on a product that's not going to work, it's not going to be efficient, and not going to be bioavailable. You know, you're essentially paying for an expensive stool, if you will, right. You know, elimination.
That magnesium, even talking about magnesium chloride out there, some products where you may see magnesium chloride on it. But again, because it has a little bit higher bioavailability than the magnesium oxide, but it's used to manufacture paper.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I was just saying magnesium
even
sulfite.
Cements. It's like, are you kidding me?
So it's good to know that our cement and our ground has those in there because they're important for, you know, structure.
Concrete.
Yeah, magnesium sulfite. Magnesium phosphate is used to fireproof wood used in construction. And there's about six or seven different magnesiums out there. So let's focus on the magnesium that we want people to take that, you know, really helps benefit
us. Scared you all.
I know that. Not right. And you know what? The thing about magnesium, it's not necessarily a sexy topic. It's a very necessary topic. And I think hopefully people have gotten a better education of magnesium in general. And you're thinking to yourself, man, I am so sick and tired of having headaches. I'm so sick and tired of being fatigued. You know, those are the things that we really want you to think about and help with the restless leg syndrome and help with the cramping and help with all those different things. And I know that it seems like there's certain nutrients we talk about over and over again, and the symptoms are somewhat similar. But I'm telling you right now, if there's one thing that I cannot live without or I do not live without, it's my magnesium. I take it on a regular basis, or my general minerals, which has magnesium in it. And the magnesium that we really want to focus on today is magnesium glycinate. That is going to be the one that's going to be the best absorbed for your body. It's also going to help on all these different areas that we're talking about. And not all magnesium glycinate is created equal. So we'll talk a little bit more about that.
And that's what I just put into Google. I wanted to see what it pulled up.
For magnesium glycinate?
Yeah, who was marketing it? And it pulls up all these products. 579.
Wow. So magnesium glycinate. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little about a product that you guys carry at your office. It's called Vitamag. In my opinion, it is one of the best magnesiums out there. This magnesium specifically is a bisglycinate chelated magnesium, which I'm not going to get too much in the science jargon. That's what it is. But what it does is it's going to first of all, it's not going to give you the runs. It's going to be very gentle on the stomach. It's going to be more bioavailable.
Colon cleanse. Not happening.
Not today. Not on that one. Now, we do have other products with the citrate, so, you know, no worries there. But it also is going to be key for everything that we've talked about, all those different symptoms of headaches and fatigue and bloating and anything that's going to need more of a calming down. I always think also magnesium for stress. And we live in a very stressful society. So this is going to help in that area, too. So magnesium to me is, once again, one of the biggest mineral deficiencies, but it's also one of the most necessary things to take for a daily basis just to get functioning proper. So take your magnesium, come get Vitamag through Dr. Christy Thomas, and also, you know, then you know you're getting the right magnesium and you're going to function much more optimally. It'd be like driving a car without oil. Like, you're not going to go anywhere. And that's what happens if we're not taking the right magnesium, we're not getting the right, you know, food, the leafy vegetables, like I said, the spinach is probably going to be your best vegetable specifically with magnesium, but also taking the right magnesium to avoid these different things.
And you're not going to be able to eat enough spinach to get the amount that is required of magnesium. So
not even Popeye could do that much.
No. Good old Popeye. Remember back in the day.
Well, if you want to build your muscles and you want to get, you know, jacked as Popeye was.
But that's not all like false, because you need magnesium to build muscle.
Exactly. Exactly.
So for that muscle function in your body. So Popeye,
he was on to something.
He was on to something.
You know, and that's true, is that you know, what I'm starting to see more in the sports nutrition world is they're actually saying, yes, take magnesium, get magnesium. Unfortunately, it's these people who are so good at their proteins and the powders, but they don't really know the minerals and the vitamins and the things that, you know, we've been studying for years. And so they say, oh, we need magnesium. Well, what do? They go to the cheapest magnesium form, oxide. So they bring magnesium oxide and think, hey, now we're getting magnesium. And they'll give you 500 milligrams of it, or magnesium orotate. That's another one. I'm like, come on, get the glycinate, get the right kind of magnesium.
It's going to just help you with your, like you said, your muscle cramps, you got headaches. Even some appetite issues can be, you know, sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people that when you want chocolate, you're probably a deficiency in magnesium, because
yep,
it's the chocolate that you're craving. And you tell people to take magnesium, they're like, you're never going to get me off chocolate. But it works.
Yeah.
And there's some certain food cravings that people have that are specific to, you know, mineral deficiencies. And it's important that people know about it. And that's why we brought it up this morning, is to really, you know, talk about. I think magnesium is one of the biggest mineral deficiencies. I think it's probably the number one mineral deficiency.
Absolutely.
We see. And you're not going to absorb your calcium. If you got osteoporosis or osteopenia and you're trying to even prevent that, you're not going to absorb that calcium supplement without it.
You bring up another good topic, bones, right? You need the magnesium, the minerals specifically that support the calcium. They work together. It's like I said before, it's that quarterback needs his receivers and his line, and the, you know, lead actress needs their supporting cast. So, you know, magnesium, obviously it's a big deficiency. The other thing about magnesium that I find interesting is that even you can start seeing with kids who have ADD, ADHD, or any kind of attention deficit disorder, or, you know, creatively being an ADD, ADHD, I had a teacher called, I'm even forgetting what I'm about to say on ADHD. No, they said it's creative organizing or something to that. Multitasking. That's what ADHD is. So we're doing multiple things at once. But the reality is that
my son gets them growing pains.
Oh, there's another one.
And Drake, we have a little story. I didn't believe you about the growing pains, and you brought me this topical magnesium. I'm like, there's no way this topical magnesium is going to do anything.
Yep. And
on his legs.
And
sleeping.
Oh, there you go.
Drake's right. Mark it down today.
Yes.
Drake's right.
Finally. It took me a while. But that's true. We do have a topical magnesium, and it's so true that, you know, for muscle aches, you can do something like that. There's, you know, I see people training and now they're adding magnesium and they're starting to get the right kind of magnesiums because they're more, you know, they're more susceptible. They're getting the Vitamag that literally is going to help in those key areas, but it helps with the recovery too. I mean, every time those athletes that are training hard, or you're going to the gym and you're hitting the gym hard and you feel fatigued, you feel tired, if you're not adding your minerals, then you're really hurting your body more than you're helping it.
When we return, we're going to continue to talk about mineral deficiencies. I am your host, Dr. Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number to order your product is 702-731-1200.
Dollar Loan Center is now funding title loans. They lend up to 80% of your vehicle's value, and you only pay interest on the days you have your loan out. Visit their 27 area locations. Go to don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing, and managing acute illnesses and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Mike Rowe here. Today I'm with Frank, one of the heating and cooling pros at 1 Hour. Frank's got his head up a vent right now. How's it going up there?
I'm gonna break up, Mike.
Frank knows what he's talking about. He's been with 1 Hour for how long, Frank?
14 years.
That's a long time. Over that time, he's worked on tons of different equipment, taken countless hours of training, and that makes Frank the man.
No, Mike Rowe's the man.
I'm sorry, Frank. Say again.
Mike Rowe's the man.
I heard him the first time. For any cooling need, call 855-1-HOUR today. Say it again, Frank.
Mike Rowe's the man.
That's what I'm talking about. Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't need to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Number one for news. News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number to order your product we've been talking about today is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can go to our shopping cart or you can go to the Contact Us page. We can send the products out to you. We've been talking with Drake Kellis, who's a functional medicine consultant, about mineral deficiencies and some of the products that are really beneficial to some of the symptoms that most people are experiencing. Fatigue, sleep problems, headaches.
Headaches.
PMS.
Mm-hmm. Cramping.
Don't look at me. Why are you looking at me about PMS?
Because you were shaking your head and I had to have fun with you. You're pushing all these buttons. It makes me nervous.
Well, I love magnesium, as hopefully you've figured that out by now. And when we were talking about show ideas, I said, let's talk about magnesium. We said, well, how can we fill a whole hour about magnesium? And I don't think it's even been a challenge. I think we could even go 3 hours on magnesium, but not to
I was nervous this morning because you're like, we can talk an hour on magnesium. I said, Drake, we can't talk an hour on just magnesium.
Well,
yeah, we can.
We added the minerals, but here, let's talk about, okay, we've talked about all the deficiencies, all these different things. Hopefully we freaked you out a little bit, and now you're like, okay, I need magnesium.
So if you missed it, we were talking about the magnesiums that you're finding over the counter.
Correct.
Being fire protective agents.
In paper, in metals. Like,
concrete.
That's not what we want. Magnesium is an element. So it's, you go, you know, get back to your chemistry of high school, your elemental chart, and it is one of the elements. But so, yeah, it's used in some of those different things. But we actually want the right magnesium in the body. The product that we you have at your office is called Vitamagnesium. And it is a magnesium bisglycinate chelate. It has dimagnesium malate in there. And one of the coolest things you guys use in your line is things called Trax. And that's amino acid chelated agents, which allow your body to take that mineral in more like a protein. So it increases absorption. Earlier we talked about magnesium oxide being the most common magnesium. However, it's the least bioavailable of all the magnesiums out there. And it's very cheap. And it's really not what you want in your body. So this right here has magnesium as the malate and the Trax magnesium lysinate chelate. And then that is going to also help with absorption. And you're actually going to get in one capsule, you get 125 milligrams of magnesium malate. And you also get malic acid as dimagnesium malate at 828 milligrams. So you're getting a lot of magnesium, but in a good amount. And when you're getting the right magnesium, 125 milligrams on the low end, that is going to absorb closer to 300 milligrams. You said that 300 milligrams, kind of that target you want. And I actually say about 250, 125 to 300 is ideal range with the magnesium glycinate. But if you're doing these other magnesiums,
if you're taking 300, you're going to be in the bathroom the rest of the day.
Right. Exactly. Anything but magnesium glycinate, because it's not going to give you the bowel issues unless you take, of course, high amounts.
And so, we did, you know, before we went on the last break, I Googled magnesium glycinate and was scary about the products that actually came up, because now I think more supplement companies are getting on the bandwagon about the magnesium glycinate, and it's important that you understand and we're listening to the things that you're telling us, because these other products to help it absorb and not to have the side effects are not in your over-the-counter products.
Right.
You're not going to find it. I'll guarantee that. I challenged everybody last week. I had a few calls this week on people calling in and saying, I can't find the product online. I'm like, I told you.
Hello.
I told you.
So you bring up a good point on that. The other product that we have coming, what I call is, it's a coming attraction. It's like going to be in theaters in a few weeks. So
at Vitality.
And this is called Vita Brain Mag. This is the newest form of magnesium that's starting to make some of the airwaves. And in fact, I believe Dr. Oz talked with Dr. David Perlmutter, who we work closely with, and helped us develop this product, and it's called Magtine is the patent name, but it's a magnesium L-threonate, and that's been the magnesium that's been shown to cross the blood-brain barrier the best. It also is good for, like, dementia, Alzheimer, memory. It's a berry-flavored powder. You only have to take one scoop, very minimal. But that has the magnesium threonate and some of the benefits of the Vitamag that you have. And combining those two together, I love it for kids who especially don't want to take capsules or pills. Luckily, the Vitamagnesium is actually in a capsule, so it's not going to be that bad from a swallowing perspective. But it gives your patients another option that they can have something that's going to be brain magnesium. I'll tell you, we have already, we're pre-selling this product right now, and we have almost, we've hit over what our target was on this specific product. So if you want the Vita Brain Magnesium, my suggestion is you go to the office this week, or you call the office, and you put your name down that you want it, prepay for it, and then as soon as it comes in, you'll get it. I think it's awesome. I just bought a pair of, like, these really nice Nike shoes, and you have to pre-order, et cetera. But, you know, I'll tell you, it's so crucial to make sure you have. Anyways, I ordered them, and now they're sold out, right? Don't miss this. Don't miss this opportunity to get this now. At least you can pre-order it. What I would suggest is you buy the Vita Magnesium now, and then pre-order Vita Brain Mag, and then once it comes in, you'll get it. You'll call either the office. I'm not sure how the operations work on your end, but you'll either call or ship it to the patient so that they can have it.
You can come into the office or you can call us. We'll send it out to you. You don't even have to drive over, although we are a pretty quick drive all around
it's
the
nice.
City, even though people will say, well, I live in Henderson. We'll hop on the 215. It's 20 minutes. Unless there's an accident.
And
I get that.
But I love it when people, accident traffic. I live in California. It takes you 4 hours to get 40 miles. I literally was talking to somebody yesterday that said it took them 4 hours to get from Huntington Beach to Hermosa Beach, which is a 40-mile drive. Absolutely insane. That's where you need magnesium, because your brain's about to explode. You need something further. So hopefully we've done a good job at explaining why you need magnesium, why you need Vitamag. In regards to all the minerals, you also have a product called Vita Minerals. Is that right?
Vita Minerals, yes.
Vita Minerals. So
a good concentration of just your selenium, your zinc, kind of overall all minerals. I still recommend people take an additional magnesium even with it, because I think there's just so many health benefits to even chronic disease and some of the things we've talked about this morning on the show by adding an additional, you know, magnesium. Like I said, I give it to my son, the topical. I'm a believer. And most of you that know me know that I have to try something before I can preach about it, talk about it, and, you know, come on the show. I'm excited about the Vita Brain Magnesium.
Vita Brain Mag is our new product. Like I said, you can pre-order that now. And then Vita Magnesium is available now, as well as Vita Minerals.
Absolutely. And I'm excited about that. And again, it comes in a powdered form so that kids with ADD or you're having growing pains, some muscle aches, they experience some of the same things that we do as adults. And I think it's important. We touched a little bit on that this morning. And we got to play trivia. Miss Trivia.
Love the trivia.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating.
Me too.
You're sweating. I feel so unprepared. Okay, what is
it? I'll turn the air up.
Do you have the first one?
You can hit it.
All right. We are here in Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
So this is a good one. This is a good
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Question.
Where's the beep button?
We can use that one.
All right. So this addiction, which there's many out here in Las Vegas.
Hey, now.
Just kidding. There's addictions everywhere,
what happens
right?
here stays here, Drake.
All right. So this is often associated with magnesium deficiency. A, gambling. B, alcoholism. And C, lustful thoughts.
Hey, now.
Ooh. Wow. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, now.
No, we're getting down on it. It's your health and vitality.
Let me get that music back on. Hold on. Yeah.
Somebody wanted me to trait the vitality love after show. No, I wouldn't be good at that. I'm going alcoholism, and it's a ton here in Vegas.
Mark? I should add a pain
Although,
addiction.
Although, we could probably debate addiction. Every one of them.
Yeah, you're right.
Things that you gave because...
I would go with alcoholism also.
Well, you both are winners because alcoholism is most commonly often associated with magnesium deficiency.
Mark, we did it.
And you know what? I should have had pain. I don't even think pain, but pain is, this is one of the biggest cities for pain management. And I loosely call it management because people go and get pain prescriptions all the time.
All three of those are pain.
Yeah.
Maybe in four.
They can cause pain.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have been a debate, alcoholism versus prescription drug abuse.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know which one of them would have won.
So now if you were craving your alcohol, you want alcohol, and there's a lot of people who have alcoholism and don't even know it. They haven't been diagnosed, but now it's, you know, hey, magnesium. So that's my trivia. Do you have a trivia question?
What do you got?
You said you had a lame one, but I don't think there's such thing as a lame one.
Bring the lameness. Don't stress. Don't stress. It's a
you want me to throw another one out?
It's a live show. Don't stress.
No, I know. What are we going to do? Yeah, okay. This is a lame one.
Okay, lame.
I love lame ones.
From the host. Okay. How many teaspoons of magnesium are in the human body?
Ooh, teaspoons.
That's Mark. Are there options?
No.
Okay.
No. I wanted to make it tough.
1 billion.
A. 4 to 6 teaspoons, B, 10 to 12 teaspoons, or C, let's go 1 to 2 teaspoons.
Well, I'm going to roll out C. What do you think, Mark? I'm going to go B, 10 to 12.
I'll go A.
4 to 6.
Oh, there you
go. 4 to 6 teaspoons of magnesium on a daily basis.
Wow.
Good job, Mark. You've been doing a lot of It's Your Health and Vitality shows.
Oh, man. Mark, 2 for 2. Winner, winner.
winner.
See, and here in Las Vegas, you want to be a winner, right?
Right. Oh, Lordy. See, that's when you gave me that question about the gambling.
Well.
People sitting.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. We barely even talked about that. Sitting and deficiency that way around is, like, big because you sitting, you're not active, you're depleting your body of magnesium. So. Everyone needs magnesium minerals. We've already talked about it. Vitamagnesium available at Vitality. We also have the brain magnesium. And then we also have the, which are Vita Brain Mag. And then last, Vita Minerals. So you have 3 different options. Please call your office today. Give them the information.
You can call. Drake, I love it when you're on the show. I want to thank you, Drake, for coming to
love
Vegas
it.
Again and being My on pleasure. The show. It's great to do shows with you. You're so knowledgeable. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN. To get your product, go to my website, vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can go to the shopping cart, or you can just send us a message on the Contact Us page. We'll get your product sent out to you. You can call my office at 702-731-1200. Again, that phone number is 702-731-1200. Our social media page is Vitality LV at Facebook and Twitter.